From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Belgian authorities arrest people on terror charges. Belgian authorities have raided dozens of homes and held 12 suspects in a major anti-terror investigation, which they say required immediate intervention because they feared an attack could have been close. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the nation would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour, but that the terror level across the nation would remain at the second highest level, meaning a threat of an attack is possible and likely. Belgium has been living under such a threat level since the November attacks in Paris, some of whose perpetrators were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. On March 22nd, attacks on the Brussels subway and airport killed 32 people. U.S. President Barack Obama has used a weekly internet and radio address to call on parents to talk to their children about the risks guns pose to our communities. In the recording released today, Obama said he had thought a lot about parents who've had to explain the shooting deaths of 49 people at an Orlando, Florida nightclub to their children.
Time and again, we've observed moments of silence for victims of terror and gun violence. Too often, those moments have been followed by months of silence, by an action that is simply inexcusable.
The president said it was unconscionable that weapons of war could be easily procured, and he urged parents to speak up against the status quo that doesn't make sense. He also called on parents to teach their children to love, not hate, and to appreciate differences as something to cherish and not fear. Make sure you read up on these stories and more on our website. You can surf to it at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thomas Mayer, the man accused of killing British lawmaker Joe Cox earlier this week, made his first court appearance Saturday morning after being charged with murder and several other crimes. When asked to state his name as proceedings began at a London courtroom, Mayer said, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain," an apparent allusion to Britain's upcoming referendum vote on European Union membership. The outburst was his only comment in court. Cox had been a supporter of keeping Britain in the EU. Police investigators in Cox's county of Yorkshire and northern England are refusing to confirm or deny that the suspected assassin of the spirited 41-year-old lawmaker may have been motivated by far-right nationalist beliefs. The United Nations Secretary General Saturday visited camps on the eastern Greek island of Lesbos, where hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants first set foot in Europe over the past 18 months on their way to the continent's prosperous heartland. Ban Ki-moon was accompanied by Greek officials to the Moria and Karatepe camps, where about 4,300, make that 3,400 people live, pending the lengthy process of having their asylum applications assessed. Most reached Greece after a deal came into effect between the European Union and Turkey on deporting refugees and other migrants back to Turkey. Human rights groups have strongly criticized the agreement, saying refugees face poor conditions in Turkey. Earlier, Ban held talks in Athens with the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, who presented him with an orange life vest that was jettisoned by migrants arriving on a Greek beach. Ban congratulated Greece for its assistance to more than a million refugees and other migrants who have flowed through the financially troubled country and called for greater global participation in the relocation of refugees.
Greece deserves our deep admiration. It also deserves greater support from the international community. Greece should not be left alone to address this challenge on its own.
Some 57,000 refugees and other migrants have been stuck in Greece since a series of Balkan border closures in March prevented them from traveling any further north. Brazil's Rio State has declared a fiscal crisis less than 2 months before the opening of the first Olympic Games to be held in South America. The declared crisis opens the way for the release of emergency funds for the August Olympics and the September Paralympics to be held in Rio de Janeiro. Some of the key Olympic projects depend heavily on the state government. When asked how a situation became so dire, an official said what happened yesterday is history. I'm not interested in history.
That's the latest world news from VOA.